Good evening. My name is Tamara Phillips, and I'm here today with the group Occupy Long Beach. We're a grassroots local movement in solidarity with Occupy Wall Street. We are part of the 99% in America. I'm guessing everyone in this room is also part of the 99%. Thank you. I'm an ordinary American. I've worked since I was 16, went to college, raised a family, voted, volunteered in my community, and started a small business with my husband. For 9 years, we provided training, health benefits, and a living wage for our employees. And we tried our hardest, but the economic downturn hit our industry hard and eventually smothered our business. Without our business income, we were no longer able to make our mortgage, and we lost our home. And we had to uproot our son and move from San Diego to Long Beach, where my husband could find work. And I had returned to university to further my education, hoping to get a leg up for the future. And when I graduated in spring of 2008, the recession was in full swing and no one was hiring. For 2 years, I sent out resumes, but I couldn't get a job, even one I was overqualified for. Without a job, I'm unable to pay back my student loans. Mine is just one of the millions of stories of hardworking people who have played by the rules and who are struggling just to live. We are the 99%. We may not have the answers yet, but we've awoken to the fact that our government in Washington, D.C. no longer represents us, the people. Corporate money has vastly tipped the political scales, and individuals feel powerless to affect change through the old political paradigm. We're banding together in solidarity to demand accountability for our failed economy and justice for all. We've seen what happens when an individual perpetrates fraud on a grand scale. We watched as Bernie Madoff was led away in handcuffs to serve 3 lifetimes in prison. That's what happens when one of us pillages. But what happens when powerful financial corporations do much the same thing? Our government sternly says, "Bad bank. Now here's $800 billion. Go to your room and think about what you've done." Now that our government, that our government would create such a discrepancy in consequences for individuals and corporations is unacceptable. And the Occupy Together movement is the 99% collectively demanding real change. And we ask you, Long Beach City Council, to work with us as our movement grows and as we peacefully exercise our right to assemble and speak truth to power. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Ms. Phillips. Larry Goodyew.
Mr. Mayor.
I'm sorry, Vice Mayor.
I just wanted to address the former speaker, and I wanted to thank you for coming here and really giving an identity to our city. I appreciate the way these protests and sit-ins have gone, and I attended the 60th birthday of someone who marched with Cesar Chavez and was very much part of the peaceful movement that really brought about a lot of our reforms in the 60s. And I feel the spirit of that and the potential of that with this effort, and I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic that we will revisit what that generation, the fruits of what that generation brought us today, I hope we do not squander. So thank you for being the voice for Long Beach, and I do hope that it proceeds in that very optimistic way that I know it can.
Mr. Garcia.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and you know, I'm also in the 99%. And so I think what you guys are doing in the peaceful way, exercising your right as an American to present your point of view, I think is very important. And I think what's happening across the country and the debate that's happening at a grassroots level is extremely important. And so like Vice Mayor Lowenthal, I also want to thank you for what you're doing. And for giving a voice to the vast majority of this country, our teachers, our you know, carpenters, our plumbers, the middle class in America that is having a hard time. And I think that you're providing an outlet for that. And I think one of the great things that has happened is that these demonstrations have been peaceful. They've been in collaboration with. In a lot of ways, with support from the city, is providing a peaceful area to demonstrate in. And I think that's something that's extremely important. And so thank you all for what you're doing. And I look forward just to seeing what you guys do next.
Councilmember Chipsky.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I wanted to add my thanks and support for you stepping up and talking about an issue that largely the media has been ignoring about what is occurring across the United States. And often people think that those are the kind of things that happen only on the East Coast and that it's only the people back there that are very angry and upset and concerned about what's occurred in our economy to the 99% of the people who live within not only California but the United States. And I know that one of the things, Mr. Mayor and Mr. City Manager, I know the police chief was here, but I think one of the things is that this group does need assurances, and perhaps maybe they can meet with the police chief that as they go forth to do the demonstrations that they want to do to show the concern of this community in solidarity with other communities, that they, again, I think as Mr. Garcia was mentioning, find that they are not, they want to do it in cooperation with what's going on in the city and not find themselves at odds because of the massing of people together, which I know you will have many people. So I'm hopeful that perhaps maybe some of your group could meet with our police chief and, you know, make sure that we can get some of these things worked out so that there's an understanding and not a confrontation down the line. So I thank you for what you're doing.
Vice Mayor.
Just briefly, there's no profundity to this. It's just sheer numbers. If we are talking about 99%, I have to believe, and this I believe, that the greatest franchise we have is our individual right to vote. So as you are organizing, just remember, you can change your government. We sit here because of people who vote. We can change our government. And so 99%, it's just sheer numbers. That's what you have to end up with.
Mr. O'Donnell.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just want to piggyback on Councilmember Shipsky's comment. You talked about meeting with the police chief for sure, but maybe also city management with regard to permitting, et cetera, anything other logistically that they might need. If you could reach out to the city manager's office, they'd be happy to discuss that with you as well and work with you on those items.
All right, thank you all. Ms. Phillips, I want to thank you not only for the spirit of your comments, but the civility with which you presented them. Thank you very much. It's rare in public discourse these days. Thank you very much.